June 6th, 2018, Columbia Falls, Montana, near Glacier National Park. We finally got to Glacier, or more accurately, to Columbia Falls, a town just outside of the park. I wasn't thrilled by the campgrounds on the west side of the park, so I booked an Airbnb in Whitefish, figuring that I'd find a place to play somewhere there. When Andrew was able to join me for part of the trip, we needed a place with two bedrooms, and the closest one I could find was here. It was a great layover, though, and it turned out that we were their very first guests through Airbnb. We arrived early enough to head for the park and drive up Going to the Sun Road, which goes across the center of the park via Logan Pass. Once spring arrives, they start plowing from both sides, often having to redo portions which get blocked again by avalanches or additional snow. The pass is open when they reliably meet in the middle. We had been warned that the pass might not be open, and I had researched this online, finding data going back to the 40s. It has varied from mid-May to mid-July, and in fact, it was not yet open when we got there. I slept well, woke up around 7:30. Andrew returned in a while, having risen hours before, driven to the park, and gone up Going to the Sun as far as you could go, and hiked the 5 miles of the Avalanche Creek Trail and back. We packed up the car, and I drove him to nearby Kalispell, where he was staying the night in a hostel and grabbing a bargain Alaska Airlines flight, $150, the next day to Seattle and then back to Boston. I first drove around Kalispell, stopping at all the thrift stores. Not for bargains, but why then? Well, I had planned to download a bunch of interesting podcasts and TED Talks for the trip, but I never got to that part of the to-do list before I left, and I forgot to do so during the few times I had fast internet service on the road. It was okay. I listened to music, and I discovered that you can get NPR almost anywhere in the country. Still, I was facing some very long drives soon, and I regretted not having something to listen to, which would make the time go faster. During the night, I suddenly woke up and gave myself a dope slap as I thought of the solution, audiobooks on CDs. My Outback has a CD player, possibly the last model that ever will. And where would I find audiobooks? Thrift stores, of course. I went to Kalispell Community Thrift, Second Helpings, and several Flathead Industries thrift stores, with no luck. Then I remembered that on the way into town, I had passed a big Goodwill store, and I would go by it again as I traveled up Route 2. Sure enough, they came through with a Clive Cussler mystery, a series of BBC Sherlock Holmes shows, Plan of Attack by Bob Woodward, and some Doctor Who stories. Problem solved. I decided to save the audiobooks for the long drive across Montana, and I listened instead to 98.5, Flathead's Best Rock, whose Dead Guy of the Day, I kid you not, was Clarence Clemens, the legendary saxophonist of the E Street Band. Logan Pass still being closed, I opted for Route 2, which circumnavigated the park, but would take me to the same place, St. Mary's, on the east side. It was 100 miles, while Going to the Sun Road was only 50, but drive time was the same. I was actually going north of there to the Many Glacier campground, which was universally agreed upon as being the most desirable place to settle down. I knew I was taking a risk, since campsites there were first come, first serve. That didn't prevent me from indulging in the prerequisite pullovers and side trips for rushing rivers, horses by the road, and the world's largest purple spoon. I arrived. Fortunately, it all worked out, and I got one of the last 3 vacant spots. I set up camp, played guitar while supper cooked, and hit the sack early, tired but happy.